You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
How a peer group can supercharge your business. I want to start by making some assumptions about you. First, that you want to grow, both personally and professionally. Secondly, you understand that you are going to have to change. Let's take a moment and talk about growth and change. Our economy is booming right now, and most contractors' businesses are also. Here's my question. Are you riding the wave, or are you actually growing? When the current economic boom subsides and another recession starts, are you going to go back to being the same size you were before? If so, then you are not growing right now. You are just riding the wave. If, on the other hand, when that boom subsides and the next recession starts, if it's more of a blip on the radar, and while you may slow down a bit, you keep on growing, then you're not riding the wave, you're actually growing. And in this presentation, when I talk about growth, I'm talking about the real growth. I want to emphasize to you that you cannot lead others through change if you don't know how to do that yourself. So why all this talk about growth? I thought this was about peer groups. Okay, fair enough. So peer groups are ridiculously effective for people who are willing to grow and work on themselves. And they're nothing but a good warm feeling for those who are not. And you can get that good warm feeling by staying home and taking a hot bath. For a peer group to work for you, you've got to be willing to work on yourself. Having hopefully made that very clear, let's talk about some of the benefits of being in a peer group. Depending upon the research you read, you're going to grow on average 2.2 to 3 times faster than those in your industry who are not in such groups. Think about that. Peer groups will help you get unstuck, and perhaps more importantly, they will help you discover where you're stuck that you're not even aware of. You're going to be equipped to work smarter, not just harder. And if you do have trouble making that switch, and many people do, you can get help with that too. You will get truly great new ideas and resources. You'll get more of them than you can possibly implement, and in all likelihood, you could never even acquire without outside help. You'll get buried with that. There's no more reinventing the wheel. Not only do you not have to reinvent the wheel, there's probably somebody sitting at the table that can tell you what kind of wheel to buy and how to mount it. And last, you're going to likely develop new, significant friendships that extend beyond the work environment. So I want to share with you some basic terminology. When I talk about a peer group, I'm talking about a group of individuals that meet regularly to help each other. This is often in the context of growing their businesses, but it doesn't have to be. In the Christian community, there are, they call them share groups or accountability groups, but they're peer groups. There's peer pressure. And those groups are used to help you on your spiritual journey. So there are two ways we see these groups being organized. One is a facilitated group. The other is a self-organized group. A facilitated group is a group where there's a leader, and they are there to organize, orchestrate, facilitate, run the meetings, and even find members. He or she is not there to gain the benefits of membership, and such leaders are often trained coaches and are usually compensated for their efforts. In a self-organized group, you do this yourself. There's no official leader, and all responsibilities involved in organizing and running the group fall on the members. So regardless of whether it's a facilitated or a self-organized group, the groups tend to take two focuses. Some are industry specific and some are non-industry specific. An industry specific group will be made up of businesses that are basically the same, and if located in the same city, would be competitors. So for instance, maybe they're all Toyota auto dealers. That's an industry-specific group. A non-industry-specific group will be made up of businesses typically from the same geographic area, but who do not otherwise compete. So there might be an auto dealer, a residential GC, a commercial plumbing contractor, an office supply store, a florist, whatever. Also, in these meetings, there are three roles that must be managed. One is that of the timer, and it's the timer's responsibility to monitor member contributions, i.e. talking, to make sure nobody talks too much or too long and that the meeting agenda stays on track. There needs to be a recorder or a scribe that takes notes and records assignments and then distributes those notes and assignments later to the members. And lastly, a moderator or facilitator who actually runs the meeting, keeps the egos in check, solicits everybody's participation, and keeps the meeting on track. So those are the basic terms. There are two national organizations that facilitate non-industry specific groups.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.